feet in place to catch your attention, this is probably the only federal year of a meet that will clean up the band here. Fiddler is a walk in front of 32 horses in the church.
And that's the way it should be.
That's the wrong thing. Got people singing grand and stuff like that, and that's how it is. He'll drop the counter or whatever thing that is. He puts me in C, which is a D thing now. Yeah, puts me in C.
I think it's interesting that Harvey comes with the bass and the counter, and I've heard other old time Russian music fiddles call the bass and the counter. And up in Cape Breton, I think it's called the bass and the counter.
Did he use the bass?
Well,
he
called D.
I think, Harvey, he was still playing, he wasn't really influenced by anything other than his father and grandfather and people in the community. In the area where Harvey lived, it's pretty isolated, so he wasn't really influenced by a whole lot other than what's in our family and his neighbors, thank goodness. And he has a selection of tunes. A lot of the tunes he played probably he's on first place. Or one several of the tunes he's probably on first place and still playing. And which makes it pretty unique. I feel, and I'm a student, but it was probably the style that was done in Central West Virginia 100 years ago or whatever. West Virginia, I don't know. Sometimes you're trying to keep it playing down. What do you want to play, Harvey? About 12:30 this morning, and that's how it's going to be.
Thank you.
I can play like a long four cat. Then I can play.
You can call me away from.
There's timing for that different play than that. It's mostly, I think the Western Shore is by now, it's got a whole lot of time for themselves. And that allows you to put your own feeling and everything in the music.
You're not worried about what everybody else is doing. You're not worried about a banjo or guitar player. You can play a tune however you feel at that time. And that's great, except when you start a couple more people going in, you've got to anticipate how you're feeling at that present time. And so we occasionally play, two different tunes. Harley, we gotta do something to get started here.
Yeah, we ain't got started. Seemed like he had music carrying his bow all the time. I watched his bow all the time. I didn't watch how he noted it. And I wasn't about that tall. And it just seemed like in pieces he'd play, I could see the piece being played right here. And I always tried to, I picked up what bow handle could off of him. It was a hard job to get that, just the way he did that. And it seemed like ain't nobody else tries to get that bow handle my father had. I'm the only one that seems to play that bow hand that he had. And it was just so nice to watch him play that. You could see that tune being worked right there all the time. Every piece he played it, you could just see it working right there all the time. And I guess that's the reason I never forgot them old tunes I'd watch him play so much, you know.
Harvey started out. Harvey started out as a banjo player. And played most of his when he was young. His brother Homer, who's teaching shake notes singing here, was a fiddler, and Harvey played banjo. And it was probably after the Second World War before he really started.
He was inducted in the Army. We were supposed to work in Baltimore, Maryland. When he was inducted, I was in a defense job, and was deferred. I had 18 months deferment there at that plant where I worked. And I didn't go to the Army myself. But when my brother was inducted, We had our band there, Maryland. We played around all over the area there. And right there, there was a whole bunch of us West Virginians there, about 16 families of us there, one apartment building. And we just played all the time, you know, if we had time. But I played the banjo at that time, and after my brother was in that good one, they found out I, but always could just take a thing and play, and that's like it, get the notes pretty well on them. Know about where, how to play one, but never practiced. They saw me doing that, and they wanted me to take my brother's place in our band. Said he'd get a banjo player. A lot easier than you could in old time fiddle, and them folks up around there, they was hungry for that old time music that we was playing. And they didn't think they could get another fiddler to take our place up there, take my brother's place rather. But they got me talked into it, and I played there for off and on with them, and I could see that I wasn't improving. Well, after the war was over and I was back home, I had bought me an old fiddle off of some of them hunkies up there. I think it was in the paper, you might have read it. I gave them $15 for it. Brought it home, but the fence fell down around on the farm and the brace had grown up. Hadn't been no work done on it for about 2 or 4 years. So I just pushed that old fiddle back under a bed someplace and left it there, but I think about 15 years before I ever tried to play anymore. And that there, Phoebe Parsons, you know her, I expect. Mm-hmm. She talked me into playing with her, the old carpenter, French was his name. French carpenter played with her, and he passed away. Then she wanted me to take his place with her. I told her, I said, I can't play the fiddle. And I said, why don't you get somebody, you can get anybody you want to, the way you play the banjo. You can get anybody to play with you if you want. She said, that's what I'm trying to do now. She said, that's that style you've got, said, well, I'm wrong. She said, I don't know where else to find it. I said, what style? She said, the style your dad used, she said, all the time. She said, you play like your dad played. And said, she never quit till I had him. Oh, I played with her there. I don't know how many years. But I've been, ever since I got in with her then, I've been trying to learn to play the fiddle.
How about playing Ape the Tree? I don't think Harvey knew this tune as Ape the Tree. He knew it as a death march. And I'm not sure he knew it as Ape the Tree until we started playing it.
Okay. Is that a little high?
Just come down just a whisker, I think.
Thank you.
over there. It's all right, it'll be just well. Emory Bailey said that tune was composed shortly after the Battle of Bull Run. I'm not sure where Emory got that from, but.
What was the name of that tune again?
Abe's Retreat. Abe's Retreat. Realizing Harvey had a grandfather who was in the our army and had a chance to fire on President Lincoln one time. They missed. Okay. Why don't you try to get your fiddle ones out, man? Got a suggestion?
Sally coming through the ride?
Yeah. Well, you're not tuned for that, are you?
Yeah.
No.
Are you talking to
you? Yeah, I got to drop the count. All right. Mother Flanagan. Let's play Mother Flanagan.
All right. Mother Flanagan.
Thank you.
It seemed to be pretty universal around. A lot of states had it and knew it.
I like where that Harv brand name comes from, because they have a foot mount camera, there's a little bit called that too.
Called Harv Brown?
I knew Harvey Brown was Harv.
Frank always called Harv Brown, right? Of course, that's.
So that, I mean, the name's around.
Yeah.
There's some historical figure named Harv.
I'd say probably Moonshine. And in West Virginia, that could very well be a historical figure. What are you thinking out there?
Nah, just feeling a stranger.
How about Train on the Mountain? In North Carolina, this is known as Train on the Island, but they don't have islands up Mount Rushmore. They know it's Train on the Mountain. Just randomly.
Take what you're
saying. Oh, yeah, one. Harvey plays Fisher's Hornpipe out of this cross tune G. I think y'all need to hear that. I'm going to let him fiddle that. I'm not going to play on it. First place, he's swirling G on banjo. He hits a big D chord in this thing, and it is glorious. Let me listen.
Thank you.
makes that tune into something totally different, and it, you know, it, to me, it's a prettier tune played that way. You've got all these chords. Of course, with cross tuning, you know, you can, as many strings as you can get your bow on, you make some of the damn chords that it was, and God, it sounds good there.
Thank you.